Welcome to Beyond the Dish, the podcast that aims to simplify nutrition and fitness while also embracing all aspects of your health. As always, I'm your host, Andrea Arona, former teacher turned health nut, here to help you go beyond your dish to explore all the ways that make up a healthier and happier you. Let's dive in. All right, well, let's dive right into today's topic, which is on how to increase your discipline. Now, this is actually a topic I am really fascinated with. For years, I've actually loved reading books on the topic, as well as stories of people who have purposely worked to become mentally strong and disciplined. Now, what's really interesting to me is I often will get comments from people who assume I am, you know, this really disciplined person. And the truth is, I actually don't see myself that way. Yes, there are areas that I am quite disciplined in, but I also know there are plenty of areas in my life that could use a little more discipline. And I think this is probably true for most people though, right? If you took a good look at your daily habits, right? There's probably plenty of things that you do that you don't want to do. Things like going to work every day, washing dishes, doing loads of laundry each week, going to the grocery store, putting money away for retirement, right? All of those are examples of delayed gratification, which is really all discipline kind of comes down to. So, you know, each of those has some later benefit that pushes us to do these things despite them not being, you know, very pleasant. I mean, gosh, since the first time my mom asked me to wash dishes, I have hated doing them. And it's now literally been, what, decades of doing dishes, and I hate doing them just as much, if not more, even though it's been like so long, right? And I highly doubt I'm ever going to get to some place where I just love doing dishes, right? And that's just the thing. I think what a lot of people get wrong about discipline is that one day, you know, whatever the thing is they don't want to do, they're suddenly going to just love doing it. That all of a sudden it's just going to get easy, right? That somehow the discomfort is going to go away. And I think that hardly ever happens for a lot of these things. Not everything, but, you know, more likely what ends up happening is you just accept that this is something you got to do, right? You accept that you don't like it, but you do like the benefits, right? In a recent book I just read on discipline, they used this analogy and I really liked it. It said, at best, discipline is like wearing wet socks over a long period of time. You know it's unpleasant and you don't prefer it, but eventually you get used to it. However, at the end of the day, you're still wearing wet socks. And that kind of describes like washing dishes for me exactly, right? So I think we kind of need to start there and just call this out before we get into like tactics to increase your discipline, right? Discipline is hard. It's never probably going to get easy. And we kind of need to get it out of our heads that the unpleasant feelings shouldn't be there, or that like, it's like eventually going to go away. Like I literally just listened to a podcast this afternoon and the host was like, hey, it's okay to do things you don't like. You don't have to love everything you do. You don't have to love every meal. You don't have to love getting up early. You don't have to love saving money or whatever it is you're trying to do more of, right? It's okay for some things to just suck. You can and are able to do things you simply don't like because of what you get in the end. And I think honestly, the faster we can embrace that, like the faster we can start making progress, right? I think, unfortunately, we find ourselves in a world that centers on our constant pleasure, and we're getting really far away from the idea that it's okay to not always be comfortable. In fact, Michael Easter, he wrote a phenomenal book called The Comfort Crisis, which I highly, highly recommend. And that whole book is on how many of our like physical, mental, and emotional health issues are stemming from living very under-challenged lives. And here's the thing. While yes, it would be nice to think that living in a world where we never suffered would be great, we are actually much happier and like able to thrive when we face obstacles and are forced out of our comfort zone, right? Like being too comfortable is literally killing us right now. But, you know, the only reason we really even indulge in the idea of self-discipline now, and why you're probably listening to this episode in the first place, is because we're looking for change, right? Otherwise, we'd be content to continue doing what we're doing. We're all creatures of habit, right? It's really rare to meet someone who naturally just loves challenges and change, right? Now, while I think most of us would agree we need a bit more discipline in our lives, change itself is also uncomfortable. And like, if we're looking for lasting change, well, we're probably going to have to go through a prolonged period of being uncomfortable until, that is, I think we're able to embrace the fact that, well, we kind of need a bit of discomfort in order to thrive. And therefore, we need to kind of get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so I love this. I got this also from a book that said, like, self-discipline is then the vehicle for that change, because self-discipline is what drives us through the discomfort. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, even people who are very self-disciplined are still enduring discomfort, right? The point is not that the discomfort goes away. It's that you accept that and you do it anyway, right? That you learn to teach your pain-avoiding brain that it's okay to be uncomfortable. Now, here is the good news in all of this. Self-discipline is a learned skill. It's not a personality trait you're born with. I mean, just look around. I mean, take a look at your own life, right? You probably display some self-discipline like I do, right, in some parts of your life. And the reality, though, is that it's probably not much, and you probably try and avoid doing hard things a lot of the time, right? We're very, like, present-minded creatures, right? And we'll keep coming back to this time and time again. Eventually, you're going to get sick of me referencing this, but it's so important we understand, like, physiologically how we're built, right? And so, yes, like, from a survival point of view, this makes sense that we prefer instant gratification, right? The millions of years we spent just trying to stay alive, like, another day, meant planning for the future was not really something we did very often, right? And that wasn't something that would probably have benefited us much in the short term. I mean, like, who cares about your long-term health if you don't even know where your next meal is coming from, or if you're even going to make it another day, right? In fact, honestly, I think it's quite a privilege and luxury that we now live in a time period where we can choose to willingly be uncomfortable without real threat to our survival. Like, if you're listening to this and you're wanting to increase, you know, let's say your mental toughness, take a moment to think about how lucky that means you are in the grand scheme of things, right? Life is so comfortable, you've got to willingly go seek out discomfort. So, you know, when you think about your own capacity for self-discipline, I want you to actually think about it like a muscle rather than some inherent character trait, right? So if you struggle with delayed gratification, which we all do, by the way, then your self-discipline muscle is probably underdeveloped, right? And just like a muscle can intentionally be made stronger and bigger, we can intentionally increase our self-discipline. And honestly, we do that in much the same way we build muscle. We purposely create resistance on the muscle over and over again, not just once, in order to force change, right? And we use the uncomfortable stimulus of weight training to force the body to adapt. So we can then increase our capacity for self-discipline by purposefully practicing delayed gratification, or ultimately practicing getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Side note here, strength training itself is a great way to practice purposefully being uncomfortable. I mean, if you're training right, it is physically painful, it is mentally demanding, and there are days you just dread going in because, like, you just know how tough it's going to be. And I think one of the things I love the most about building muscle in particular is that it's not really something you can cheat. You can't buy muscle. There's no surgery. that I know of, you know, to instantly give you muscle. Like, you can't hack your way to being stronger. I mean, I guess you could take performance enhancing drugs, but you still have to do the work. And here's the thing. The work never gets easier. You just learn to enjoy the results so much that you're willing to endure, you know, the discomfort for that reward, right? So like when I see someone with like a great physique and lots of muscle, like I know they've worked really hard for that. And that if they want to keep that muscle, they've also got to keep showing up and doing that hard work. So look, if you're looking for a way to practice self-discipline, like strength training is a great vehicle for that. And bonus, tons of health benefits you get as well. Okay, side rant over. All right, the whole point there was really to say, look, discipline is hard. And it's probably going to always be uncomfortable. But we want to do it anyway because you have goals, right? You want change. So with that frame of mind, now let's talk about how to get through those sticking points, like how to choose to do the hard thing when everything inside of you is screaming to take the easy way out. Because what we really need to figure out is what to do in those moments, right? Like when you're on your way home from work and you don't want to cook and you're super tired and you just want to run through McDonald's, right? What do we do? Okay, so here's where these four questions can come into play. And these come from the book, The Science of Self-Discipline. It's a great book. It's only like a little over 200 pages. So it's a real easy read. So this is where these came from. So we're going to use these questions in these moments, right? Because this is where self-discipline is actually built, right? It's not deciding to change, right? It's doing the actual work over and over again. Okay. And remember, self-discipline is what helps us drive through the discomfort. That's the important part. Okay. Now, before we get into that, I have to say the first time I read these questions, I got super uncomfortable just thinking about them. Honestly, they really made me bristle, but that's exactly what's going to make them so effective, right? I've actually already been using them. And honestly, it's really like, if you're looking for straightforward, no BS, like ways to hold yourself accountable, this is what you need, right? It's super powerful. All right. So here we go. When you're wavering and doing the work, here's what you're going to ask yourself. Okay. Now, question number one, honestly, they probably could have stopped at this, but let's just start here. Number one, do I want to be disciplined? Do I want to be a disciplined person or not? And here's the thing. You're only going to give yourself two possible answers here. Yes or no. Nothing in between. Do not give yourself any gray area to wiggle out of how uncomfortable this question is going to be, right? Now, here's what makes this question so compelling is that, of course, you're going to want to answer yes. But because there are only two options, there's really no way to kind of skirt the truth here. Like, do you want to be disciplined or not? And if you want to be disciplined, then you're going to have to follow through on whatever it is you're trying to do, right? Otherwise, the answer to the question is no. And the mere fact, look, that you're asking this question means you do want to be a disciplined person. Now, look, this question will probably make you feel very uncomfortable, right? Like you're on your way home from work. All you want to do is pick up the McDonald's. And now you're asking yourself, do I want to be a disciplined person? Like, ugh, it is not going to feel good, right? It literally has me squirming every time I ask myself this question. However, that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's that uncomfortable feeling that we need to kind of make peace with in order to improve our self-discipline, right? Like, even though we like to avoid discomfort, remember the whole point of self-discipline is to do the uncomfortable thing. Now, of course, reality isn't always as black and white as this, right? There will be times when you skip a workout or you choose to get the fast food instead of making, let's say, a home-cooked meal. And there's nothing wrong with this. Like, it just means you're human. Just be careful here. This isn't meant to encourage you to always be perfect or to go crazy if you're unable to follow through. What you're trying to do is create an honest look at your decisions so you can create the results you say you want, right? So it's not if, but when you inevitably choose moments to not be disciplined. Instead of shaming yourself and feeling guilty, just understand you're human, right? These moments will happen. However, asking yourself this question can help you choose to be more disciplined more times than not. Like, and that's where we're going to see the progress that we really want. In fact, if you struggle with perfectionism and like the subsequent like guilt and shame that follows, I want you to think about giving yourself a certain number of misses that you're going to allow yourself like on a weekly basis or maybe on a monthly basis, whatever makes most sense for your goals, right? Give yourself a little bit of wiggle room in execution so you don't get caught up in feeling like missing one opportunity means that you failed, right? I find having these built-in guidelines like this gives people the like breathing room to just be a human, but it also allows like enough boundaries so that we don't stray, you know, too far off track. Okay, last thing with this question, keep in mind, the more time you give yourself to answer this question, the more time you're going to start to give yourself to rationalize your way out of things. And your mind can quickly start to convince you that, you know what, I'm just too tired or I can do it tomorrow, you know. So make your decision quick. Don't belabor this, right? The fact that the question is black and white should make things uncomfortably clear. So you're either going to answer yes and cast a vote to be disciplined or not. It's simple as that. Make your decision and then move on. Okay, second question. Am I doing the right thing or simply what's easy? Okay, so this will be just as uncomfortable as the first question because more times than not, what you're going to figure out is that you are often choosing what's easy over what's right. And it's what your average human is going to choose and why discipline is such a rare quality for people to just pursue, right? Not only that, we are great at rationalizing why it's okay to choose the easy path. In fact, smarter you are, the better you're probably at talking yourself out of hard things. So look, it literally takes less effort to make the easy choice. It's often why we feel so tired when we are making lots of changes or constantly making different choices than we normally do. It's mentally taxing. This is why, you know, the path of least resistance is often defaulted to and what we will choose when we're stressed and tired, right? So for example, often people will find their willpower is at its lowest at the end of the day. No coincidence, because on average, we make about 35,000 decisions a day. That's a lot. So after literally making tens of thousands of decisions, like figuring out what to make for dinner can seem just like an unbearable task, right? And so what do? Well, we just default to what's easy, right? Ordering out, right, is what we'll end up doing. It's just little effort. It doesn't require a whole lot of like brain power. It's easy to do. Now, unfortunately, in terms of like our goals and making change, the right thing to do is often also the hard thing to do. And so when we're depleted, like at the end of the day, this question is going to create a whole lot of friction for you. Except that you need to also remember that this is part of building your self-discipline muscle, right? What we're really trying to do here is recognize our rationalizations for what they are. And that's excuses. Look, I wish I could tell you this is going to make choosing the right thing easier, but it's probably not. It's just going to bring awareness to the moments that are sabotaging your efforts. And ultimately, it's going to help you start practicing choosing what is right rather than what is easy. Okay. However, just like question one, do I want to be a disciplined person or not? This is not also going to always be black and white, right? While yes, you may often need to do the hard thing, there will be times when you'll choose to do the easy thing. Again, giving yourself an acceptable amount of misses each week or month can help keep you from burning out and being too rigid. So yes, like create high standards for yourself, but also leave a bit of room to just be a human. Okay, third question. What am I really doing all of this for? Look, it's no secret that any goal you're after is because of some reward that you want in return. And that's okay. In fact, in moments of weakness, you're naturally going to ask yourself, what am I doing this for, right? Is it worth it? Now, unless you're only trying to increase, you know, your self-discipline for the sake of being more disciplined, you're going to want to know what you're suffering for. And you're going to want to be able to remind yourself of that grand prize you're ultimately working for. In fact, a lot of times when we fall off the wagon, so to speak, it's because we're not very well connected to our goals, right? We're not clear on why it is we're suffering or, you know, what it is we're really after. Again, unless you just want to increase self-discipline, let's say for the sake of being more mentally tough, you should get really clear on what the end goal is and remind yourself of that reward often, right? As we've already discussed, the discomfort is probably either not going away or at best, it's just going to be something we learn to tolerate. And this means we're going to be in a lot of moments of like resistance that are going to force us to ask, like, why am I doing this? And you're going to need to have a pretty strong answer to that question. So actually, I would encourage before you take on any new goal, like ask yourself, like, why am I doing this and what am I getting out of it, right? What is the prize I'm really after? And make sure your payoff is compelling enough and that it's going to justify the sacrifices that inevitably are going to need to be made, right? You need to figure out how this will benefit your life on a grander scale. Because I promise you, when you feel like faltering, if you don't have a big enough why for your goals, it's going to be nearly impossible to continue to choose delayed gratification over and over and over again. Okay, last piece of advice on this question. Just keep in mind the amount of discipline that you're aspiring to, it has to match the result. Meaning the more discipline something requires, the greater that reward needs to be. So don't set your sights super high unless you have a deeply compelling why with a huge carrot like dangling at the end of that rope. Okay, and now for our last question, question 4. Am I being self-aware? Okay, so technically, if you've already asked yourself the first 3 questions, you're already being self-aware, but there are times when we mindlessly give in to urges without even realizing it, right? For example, maybe you have a habit of always snacking while you watch TV at night. So let's say you've had a long day, your mind is totally distracted, and you just do what you always do, like, right? You go to the cupboard, grab a bag of chips, sit on the couch, and enjoy some mind-numbing TV. Except you were very distracted and forgot that you're actually trying to work on cutting out snacking, and now you're halfway through, you know, a huge bag of chips. Look, self-discipline requires self-awareness. There's just no way you can become a more disciplined person without it, because it will require you to question a lot of your motives as well as your excuses. Now, in the example I just gave, like, even though you may have messed up in terms of snacking, once you catch yourself or become self-aware, you now have a choice. Do you continue because, oh well, you already messed up? Or do you use this awareness of what you've done, right, and choose to put the chips away now, right? You may not always catch yourself before you act, like in this case, right? But purposely trying to be more self-aware means you actually will start to catch yourself earlier and earlier in the process, as opposed to just like continuing to plow through bags of chips each night on autopilot, right? So as I kind of wrap this up, I often will tell clients to envision the future version of themselves they're trying to become, right? And in these moments to think, you know, what would this future version of myself do? You know, and I like to take it even further to say, what do they need me to do in order for them to even exist, right? And now we can kind of add on to that, that to think about this future version that has these results and understand that they probably are still uncomfortable doing these hard things. They're just much more tolerant of that discomfort now, right? So I want to just encourage you, allow for the discomfort. Give yourself permission to not love every moment of the process. It's okay. There's no rule that we've got to love all of these, you know, difficult things that we might be trying to accomplish. That's just part of the process. So I think that that really just will, I know it's really just given me permission to just let go of that. And it's just relieved kind of that pressure that I should be loving every minute of, you know, this entire process. That's just, I don't think, realistic. So, all right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. If this episode resonated with you, please think about sending it along to someone else who you think could benefit. I know just honestly, those questions in particular really kind of revolutionize how I'm looking at my own like self-development in terms of self-discipline. So I hope that's been helpful for you as well. Also, if you've been enjoying the podcast, please make sure to subscribe so you're alerted when new episodes drop, which is usually every Thursday/Friday, just depending on how the week goes. And I'd love to hear any feedback you have. So feel free to message me on Instagram at eats_by_dre_nutrition. And hopefully I can start to incorporate, you know, more and more of the topics that you guys are interested in. So, all right. Thanks again. And I hope you'll be back for another episode of Beyond the Dish.